Yes, 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 yes. We're back. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. You know what time it is. It's the Audio Mess. It's the Miz and them. DJ Bobby Hustle and my guy.
That Vato Capo.
Guaranteed to get your plug for $1 million and six boxes of strawberry grapefruits once again.
Damn.
We go. Didn't trademark Bobby Newland Capo. That's
hey, yo, I still got the other boxes from the last time, Doug.
Put them in the freezer. Trust me. When it pops, just trust me on this one. When it pops, you're going to be a very, very grapefruity, wealthy person.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Hey, man. You know what time it is, man. It's the Audio Man Show, man. If you're new here, you've never been to AMP before, you just click that link and like, yo, what is this AMP thing that everybody talking about, man? Well, guess what? AMP is radio reimagined, and the Audio Meds is currently the only known prescription to insanity. And Capo, that's a proven fact.
Proven fact. And you're right, Doug. It is Thursday. We've got a dope show for him. We're going to beef up that playlist with a bunch of new music and some old school heat that we got in store. We got a special guest joining us today, man. Mm-hmm. So I'm extremely excited. And not only that, we got some dope topics of discussion. The phone lines will be open. We're going to be taking calls. The chat is already jumping, so I need y'all to jump in to make sure you smash that heart button for us. But, Bobby, before we get into all that good shit, I think, man, you know what time it is.
It's time for the quick mix, mother sucker.
Let's go.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds, they're good for yous.
Yeah, man, that's that bounce, man. It's the Audio Meds. It's your mans and them, DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo, man. If you're just tapping in, it's Thursday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got a good one for him today, Don.
A great one, man. I'm feeling good, Capo, man. You know, we wrapping up the week, ready to go into the weekend, man. I'm feeling fantastic. Fantastic.
How good you feeling, Bobby?
Man, I'm feeling so good, man. I'm almost feeling as good as your man's Tyler Perry, man. Yo, ooh, shouts out to the big OG, the homie, Tyler Perry. If you don't know, BET is black once again. It's owned black again. Your boy Tyler Perry has officially purchased BET back from Viacom. If you didn't know, back in 2001, the original owner sold BET for $3 billion to Viacom. And put a billion of it in his pocket, making him a billionaire, one of the few black billionaires, self-made. That's fine and dandy. Do what you got to do.
Can't be
mad at it. Cash on out. But, you know, it's back again. So Tyler Perry, he purchased it. They ain't say how much he purchased it for, but the man is making major moves. And not only does he own BET, he also owns BET Plus and VH1, making him one of the only black men, black people in the world to own two major networks, man.
Wow.
I ain't even gonna lie, man. Shouts out to the homie. Those are the dreams I aspire to. You the GOAT, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely deserves the GOAT. Damn.
Hey, yo, man.
Doing, making big, making. One more time. What was that? Classic. Yeah, nah, man. Yeah, salute to him. I wonder if Viacom took an L on that and they sold it for less than what they purchased it for, or if.
I was about to. I don't want to sound like a hater, but I hope so. I hope they took an L on that. I hope he bought back keeper and be like, thanks.
right. Like, damn.
I ain't gonna lie. BET ain't like it used to be back in 01. BET, like, I used to stay up all night to watch BET Uncut. My two favorite songs was, of course.
Yeah, but then you were also, that was a different time.
That was a way different era. It was a way different era. But I'm just saying, my two favorite songs was, of course, Nelly, Tip Drill, the credit card, and the booty cheek.
Okay.
And then what's your man's name? White girls.
Oh, white girls. Okay. I thought you were going to do the old, ain't nothing like money in a Ziploc bag. Uh-huh. Hey.
That too.
Yeah, that was my shit. That was uncut, for real.
For real, man.
You had to wait for that. What it came on at? like one, like
midnight,
right? Like
midnight, yeah, like 1 o'clock midnight, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, funny, I used to VHS those, record them.
Damn.
I ain't that old, man. Yeah, I'm lying. I'm not that old, man. I don't even know what a VHS is. But yeah, man, you, it's Thursday, it, man. I'm feeling good, man. We got a dope show today, man. Show Capo, man. Real talk, though. You know, it's been summertime, man. It's officially summer, man. It's like, you know, we're going in halfway through the year. So all y'all out there who's like, yo, I'm about to do it big this year. This is going to be my year. It's halftime. You better get that shit in gear. You better get that shit in gear right now because this year is flying by. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I'm super excited, man. We got a dope talent on the line that we're about to bring on for a super dope interview. I'm excited to get into that. You know, we've got our official hip hop trivia crossword puzzle. If you don't know what that is, you follow us on social media and you're like, what is this crossword puzzle that these guys are posting in their story? It's super cool. It's not corny. It's super cool. People love crosswords, especially when you put hip hop in it. But it's the official hip hop history crossword puzzle to give you an opportunity to peer into some of the songs that we've got on the playlist for the week to kind of get your playlist going. You can play along. You can play at home. You can play at the job. You can play in the car. Don't do it while you're driving. Just play along. Yeah. And when you do play along, please don't text Capo. Don't text me. Put the answers in the chat. Put them on social media. Yeah. Email them. Tell a friend. Just don't send them in a text message.
Not to me, at least. Not to me.
Right, right. You can send it to your auntie and them. You know, I'm pretty sure they'll get some kicks out of it, man. But yeah, man, so we got a dope show, man, lined up. But before we get into that dope show, man, we're going to bring in this artist. But before we get onto the artist, man, we're going to drop another record real quick.
And we'll be right back. Big
Ice, we'll be right back.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds, they're good for yous.
Yeah, that's that Payro Giovanni featuring Isis, man. Talk to him, man. Talk to him.
Yes, yes. So, Bobby, you already know, like I said, we have a special guest joining us today. And I always get hype around now because this is the On The Way Up segment where we like to spotlight artists that are on the verge of blowing up. They're on the way up. You never know. You might go to sleep tonight, wake up tomorrow, and they're the next biggest thing, all right? Exactly. So with that being said, it's only right that I give our guest today the proper introduction, all right? So today's guest hails from Detroit, Michigan. You may have heard her on your favorite artist record as a feature. You may have seen her performing at one of your favorite festivals. You might have, if not at a favorite festival, you may have seen her trending on your feed with some of her content that goes viral. I need y'all to make noise for the one, the only, Isis, the goddess. Let's make some noise.
Hey. Yo, hey, Audio Miz.
Hey, yo, hey. Yo, what's going on? Hey, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, thank you for having me.
No doubt. So, like we were talking about just a second ago, you know, featured on some of these. So you've got features like crazy. You've been featured on so many people's records, but we just played the Payro Giovanni record, which you were featured on as well. Like, where does these relationships come from? Are you connected with everybody in the city? Because that's what it seems like.
Yes, pretty much. You know, my city have very few female artists. However, they are coming and stepping into the spotlight and taking over with us. You know, shout out to a lot of them in my city. But the fact that I was one of the first, I want to say five new age, maybe three to five, you know, coming up. I have game. I respect. I walked my walks. I rub those shoulders, you know. Shout out to Babyface Ray, Peasy, Rio. We got future features that's already made, that's coming out. Free Rio, Ray, you know, that's all day. Shout out to Flint, you know. So definitely. And thank you for noticing that.
Yeah,
you named some names. You named some names right there. So you definitely work a Big Ice in the building.
Is what I like. Is what I like. How she said it. She was so nonchalant about that shit. She just named some of the biggest names in the game. Right? You know. Yeah, you know, hey, you know my peoples, my mans and them.
Yeah. I guess it'd be like that when it's just your man's in them. You know what I'm saying? You don't look at the accolades and the money.
Well, yeah. Without taking none of the power and the respect and the, you know, everything, you know, because they didn't pave the ways, you know. Team Eli, Vez, PZ, you know, they were all Team Eastside with Babyface, Ray and Moore, you know, Lube, shout out Big Lube, big Shifter, you know. So, like, they didn't pave that way. And you got the West Side, the Doughboy Cash House, you know, so they didn't pave this way. So you got to give respect to those people right now, and the fact that I'm working with those legends, because they are legends. We got to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're not legends right now, but they are legends. They're future,
especially
legends.
In the city. Yeah, future legends, yeah. And then for people like you said in the city where you're from, there's not a lot of females coming up from the Detroit. Cause like, no knock on the city of the Detroit, but people not from Detroit, when you hear the word Detroit, you're like, oh shit, those some gangsters, because it's so cold in the deep. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but you know, and a lot of aspiring female MCs are looking at you as the future legend that's paving the way as well, because you're out here making moves, holding your own in an industry that's dominated by men, and you know, making some waves. Because like I'm following the movement. I'm tapping in. You know, and I see it. I see it with my own four eyes. I see it.
So. My own four eyes.
Yeah, Versace.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
But my thing is like this. Like, I just noticed one thing you said, and you were like, the new wave of females, right? Like, you're part of. What did you mean by that? Like, the new generation, was there a generation of female MCs coming out of Detroit that maybe were overlooked?
No, of course, we all gotta, you know, there's always been an underground everywhere that haven't had they shine. But I will say this, I probably didn't really emphasize on the female part. I probably meant like Detroit artists as a whole, you know, because I'm not part of that 10 year grind. They been hustling for 10-15 years, trying to get their music out here and get her the Team Eastside, the real Mac Nichols, a lot of people, you know, Casino. We got so many people that has been grinding for a long time. And at the end of the day, I more so mean like, you know, I started, I want to say six years ago, a good 6 years ago professionally, you know,
okay,
in the city. So it's a big difference, because now we got the ball. So I kind of came in at I didn't build my way. I didn't pay my, my dues. I hope I did, or maybe, yeah, you know, because I feel like everybody got to pay their dues. You shouldn't just come straight out. I mean, not shouldn't. I ain't going to say that. But you know what Drake said? I hate a privileged rapper that don't know what it take. So, you know, I'm not going to take away the people that do come out the gates, you know, first single. But we all know artist development, you know. That's
nothing for her. Wow. She mentioned artist development. Yeah. And that's something that's actually missing in the game right now, you know, with everything being about, you know, content and being quick moving. And it's more about the analytics and not so much about developing an artist. So, yeah, salute to you on that. I had a question real quick, man. Like, Vilmatic hit it in the comments. And they said that they swear that Detroit and the Bay Area are cousins. Now,
man,
because I've interviewed a few people from Detroit, and everybody seems to have a similar answer. But what is your opinion on this? Why is Detroit and the Bay Area, why do they have such a similar sound?
You want the truth?
Yeah, I do want the whole truth. You can't handle the truth.
All of it.
Okay, so in my opinion, and maybe, you know, but in my opinion, I would think more so because we work together. We work together outside of music, if you know what I mean.
Right. And so the people transplant.
Our rich people, our rich niggas, our hustlers, our boss bitches, our, you know, all that are tied in with their that, their this, their that, you know?
Mm. And,
you know, so we see each other too much. I mean, we friends.
Okay. See our cousins. All right, I get it.
Yeah, cousins. I really have real life cousins in the Bay Area, like a lot of them. And at the end of the day, I mean, it could be that. Maybe it could be something else. I don't know. But
well, that's new to me.
You know, because I mean, a lot of our Detroit artists is connected with them. Cash Kid, Bang Gang, who else? DZ, I can keep going. GT, a lot of our Detroit artists too have connected with them. And you, come on, what they doing? You know they meeting up in the studio. Mm-hmm. You know they meeting up in the studio. You know, and they rub up on each other. They meet other music. You know, it's respect. It's love.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so big ice. So talk about your music career. You says you made your first mark in the music industry in 2017 by teaming up with Helluva, the renowned producer, famous for his collaboration with T Grizzly, First Day Out. Now, that was 2017. T Grizzly, what they came out 2016, big record,
huge.
Big producer, huge. So that was like you skipping the line and jumping straight to the top. How was that, and how did that come about?
You know, to be honest, I just really took a step out on faith. I had just started rapping prior to that. And I just started professionally rapping. So a lot of people's in my ear like, oh, you got to give a hell of a. I didn't think he was going to reply. I DM'd him one day and I'm like, hey, what's up? I want to purchase a beat. How much? He like, where are you from? He came off of me like that. And he told me that in town, artists is kind of get a discount with them because, you know, he was trying to get our sound out there. You know, he was trying to get the Detroit sound out there more. He believed in Detroit so much. So I'm going to say this, that when I went there, I showed him what I had. I recorded with him. I purchased the beat. We weren't from there. You couldn't look. He gave me a mission. He told me to come back rapping. I forget the song, but he told me to come back. He gave me a test, I guess, you know, just like trying to motivate me and get me, you know, because I was very young, you know, at the time. I didn't know what I was doing. I just wanted to do it. So the fact that he believed in me, he went from that and we end up working together just by actually showing him respect, jumping in his DM, trying to actually pay tribute, show respect. Don't ever try to work with people for free. You know, actually, you know, they will respect you more. You'll get a better them.
Absolutely. I can concur. As a producer and a creator myself, it's like we want to work with dope people who respect the game that we see potential in. And it's like lots of people hit the DM and like some people ain't serious. And so just like you said, if you reach out and be authentic and they see that you making moves, I mean, a lot of times, like nobody wants to miss the next wave. Everybody wants to be a part of the next wave. So it's like
not only that, it's like sometimes it just breaking the bread with the person the first time shows that you're serious enough to invest in yourself, and then the rest kind of falls into place. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. So like I know a lot of times like that'll happen with me. I'll see someone and we'll connect on something and we might do some business, and then after that it becomes one of those things where we've developed a relationship and we continue to work. So sometimes that's just how you got to do it, man. And people that try to come into it with their hand out immediately tend to get turned down or ignored a lot. So
right. What I like to say is the money, the budget, shall I say, is the big differentiator of people who are serious and who are not. Because it's not always about the money, but if you're serious about it, you'll come up with a way to make the money happen. And that kind of separates you because, like, everybody wants to get in those situations. And it'd be hard. You know, you got all these people coming. So, you know, you being willing to invest in yourself shows them, like Capo just said, the difference between a Joe and a Schmo and a pro and a hoe. You know what I mean?
For sure. I agree.
Yeah. So, man, now you've been working. This is the thing. So, me and Bobby talk about this a lot as well. There's this whole thing with creating content and creating music, right? Now, you do both very well. Do you feel like there's more pressure on you to create quality music? Or is it more pressure on you to continuously pump out quality content?
You know, to be honest, I feel like if you pump out quality music, it will be timeless, you know? Even if that record don't pop today, it can pop in 2 weeks, 5 years, 10 years, you know? I think it's open possibilities. And content, you know, I mean, content is a more of a new age thing. That's something that, like, what is content to you? You know, like, is it nice pictures? Like, is it, you know, you speaking to your fans, you communicating, or is it really like nice quality work you're putting out, which would play into the quality music? You know?
Mm-hmm. So, well, I mean, so, I feel know, like, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, tell me.
No, I mean, I feel like all of that is content, you know? You know, it's whatever you can deliver. But Bobby, you said that we have someone trying to call in.
We got a couple callers tapping in. A lot of people showing love. Let me just see who this is. This is Pucho Official. I just tapped you in. The invite's been sent. You just got to accept. Okay. It's a lot of people trying to tap in real quick. The Baddie Cartel, they trying to tap in. I just hit the button.
Baddie Cartel. All right, let's go.
All you got to do is I sent the invite. Oh, we got some more people. TRTV trying to tap in.
Oh, we can't take everyone, Bobby.
You know what I mean? I like that. That little ISIS to God. I hit the button. You got to unmute yourself. You know what I'm saying? In the meantime, while they trying to get that together, you know what I'm saying? We'll keep it going. We'll keep it going. Man, I think it's too many people trying to tap in at once. So hold on. It's freezing up. Let's just keep it going. We got a lot of people trying to tap in.
I think it's about that time, Bobby. One thing I like about ISIS, and this is what I had to say is a lot of people put female in front of the artist, right? She's a dope female artist. And I feel like let's not put the female there, because you're a dope artist, period. You know what I'm saying? Like creative, lyrically. You know how to cover all bases. I mean, yes, you have some explicit material, but there's also things that you talk about, you know, with, you know, speaking on trauma and you know, just real life situations, which is very respectable, because I love when artists paint pictures and pour their heart into the music, man. And I feel like we get that a lot with you. So I want to take out that female part and just put dope artist, period. And and keep it running like that, because I think it's unfair to, you know, constantly put female in front of everything like you're not a dope artist, period.
Like, you're not a person. You're human. You're a human being. And it's like, you know, we forget that. We know we forget that, you know, like, because you're you know, God bless you with assets.
Got it.
Like, we forget
got it.
I mean, you know, I mean, because sometimes, the beauty can be a curse. The looks can, because I can really be delivering something that's really meaningful and really deserve the win, but somebody gonna be in the back saying, "Oh, they picked her because they probably fucking her, or they probably, you know, like her."
Okay.
Yeah, you probably get that a lot.
Like that, you know?
Right. Okay. All right. So we're gonna put a dead to all that. We got some records, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I've been seeing the movement, but I've been really just tapping in. You got this record, 10 Freaky Girls, right here. I like the title. I love the title. So we're about to play it for the people that's listening. But before we play it, we like to do something where we let you prime the people's ears to kind of let you know what was going through your mind when you made it, so they could be on the same page sonically, visually, spiritually, mentally.
Well, everybody know the historical song, the historical movie 8 Mile, which represents Eminem and his growing up in Detroit, Michigan. And, you know, there's this scene that's like a real known scene where they're battle rapping. Well, I'm the Dashiki smoking the licky 10 Freaky Girls. You know, the 10 Chiki. So, I wanted to bring that out. That part always stuck with me. 10 Freaky Girls. 10 Freaky Girls. You know, let's go. So that's really what brought me out. And all the bitches bad that come from my city. And I want you to feel the same way. I want you to say that. Like, all the bitches bad that come from my city. Yes.
Okay. All right. So without further ado, we're about to get into this Isis the Goddess, this 10 freaking girls single. Tap in. And you know how we do on Audio Meds. Hit that plus button. Turn it to a check.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio Meds, they're good for you.
Yeah. That's that Isis the Goddess, man. 10 freaking girls. Yo, man, yo, Isis, you wanted a good time because the Barbs, they dropped in. The Barbs are spamming the hell out of the chat, man, dropping them unicorns. This ain't no bumblebee. That's the Nicki Minaj crew, man. They come through and show us mad love, man. We appreciate
always.
Y'all. Make sure y'all stay to the end of the show. Nicki ain't going nowhere, so stay right here. We got Isis right. The Goddess home. And Nicki, if you're listening, she need that feature. She need that feature, Nicki, if you're listening.
What's up, Nicki?
So you're getting a lot of shine right now, Big Ice.
Nah, you're right, baby, because the barber come on and be like, 10 freaky barbs want to ride the
Remix!
Hey, that's smart, Bobby.
So look, that's what I love about you. You like to, you know how to capitalize on whatever that happens on publicity. You know what I'm saying? Being smart. So, you know, you're changing the narrative of the city of Detroit. When people think of Detroit, they don't think of 10 freaking girls. They think I need to get to the other side of the road. But, hey, we ain't going to rob you. We're going to love you, baby. And we like that. But if you've seen the show before, Big Ice, you know we got to twist your arm a little bit. No females are excluded from the Street Smarts trivia. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. All right, so you do what?
No, I said, what you mean?
All right, so she's not familiar. All right, so on Audio Meds, you know, we're all about celebrating the culture. We're all about supporting the ones that have paved the way and the ones that are paving the way. So we like to play something called Street Smarts Trivia, where we give you a few hip-hop trivia questions, and all you got to do is answer them. It's that easy. And this is our way of shining a light on some of the past hip-hop culture cultivators that have come before us. All right, so are you down to play with us real quick?
Yeah, come on, let's go.
Oh, I like that.
She said that with confidence. Come on, run it. Let's go. All right, so like Capo just said, if you've seen the show before, this is the part where we play the game. It's going to ask you questions. Just give us an answer.
Easy as that.
First category is hip-hop history. The question is, what was the name of the influential hip-hop group that included Q-Tip, Fife Dawg, Ali Shahad, Muhammad, and Jerobe White? Was it
A, Naughty by Nature, B, Tribe Called Quest, or C, De La Soul?
I don't know. What was the options again?
All right. Was it A, Naughty by Nature, B, Tribe Called Quest, or C, De La Soul?
I'm going to go with B.
Is that your final answer?
Fine answer.
Hey!
Okay. All right. Don't let the girl school you. I school you.
It came out swinging. Let's go.
Okay. All right. So this next category.
Excuse me. I'm going to need to see some identification.
It's called ID check. Oh, we're going to read you a government name, and all you got to do is tell us who it is. So my government name is Christian Anthony Mathis. Am I
A, Proof, B, Sada Baby, or C, Trick Trick?
Christopher Anthony Mathis.
Christian.
What was A again?
Is it A, Proof, B, Sada Baby, or C, Trick Trick?
I'm gonna say
ding 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 ding.
It ain't Sada Baby. I don't think, because I thought he's Casada. Okay, let's go with one. I mean A. I'm gonna go with A.
Proof.
Let's go with Proof.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Oh, so
it was Trick Trick. See, okay.
It's okay. Process of elimination.
I might have graduated.
Graduated. That's it. All right,
Capo, I think this is your favorite category.
Man, who said that shit?
You know it. All right, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to read you some lyrics. All you have to do is tell us who said that shit. All right?
Okay.
Okay. And it seems like the media immediately points a finger at me, so I point one back at them, but not the index or pinky or the ring or the thumb. It's the one you put up when you don't give a fuck. Who said that shit?
What the hell?
We might have stumped her. One more. I'll read it again. Okay?
You gotta type faster, big guys. Type faster.
Google figures. Get the Google figures ready. All right, here it goes. All right. And it seems like the media immediately points a finger at me, so I point one back at them, but not the index or pinky or the ring or the thumb. It's the one you put up when you don't give a fuck. Who said that shit?
And you ain't
got
the options
or my options. Oh, they always ask for the options.
It gets harder. It gets harder as we go.
Oh my God. Okay, Nicki Minaj.
Final answer?
Yes,
final answer. Oh, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be disappointed in yourself. See, if I would have given you the cadence, you would have got it. But I couldn't give you the cadence because it would be too obvious.
A pinky.
All right, look, Bobby, just play the record and let her hear it, and we'll come back and get back to this interview.
Man, you're going to be mad at yourself. We have to play the record. Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. It's the audio mess. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds—they're good for yous.
That was Eminem, Detroit's very own, "The Way I Am," off that curtain call. Man, if you just now tuning in, it's the audio meds. It's your men's and them, DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo. We got a very special guest, superstar rapstress, the Isis, the goddess, tapping in.
Yes. Now, real quick, Isis. Shout out to John Woo, who's in the comments, man, said Isis was fire. We appreciate you listening, man. That's the homie. Now I have a question for you. All right. So you had mentioned the 8 Mile in the last song, in the beginning. You used that concept for the record. And I remember I interviewed Iceware Vezo not too long ago, and he was saying that he didn't consider 8 Mile Detroit. How do you feel about that?
Well, to be honest, Detroit ends at 8 Mile and it turns into the suburban area, which is, you know, damn near Detroit. But I think that, you know, because you got people like Rokane. Y'all know who Rokane is, which is somebody that worked with Iceware Vezo when it comes to production, producing out of state albums and stuff like that. He does big work out of town. Rokane, he's a 44 boy, whatever they call himself, I don't know. But he claims 8 Mile. He worked with Chief Keef. He first tied the link to Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. And nobody said nothing when he was claiming 8 Mile. You know, and it stopped rapping. Now he's this big producer, you know, behind the scenes. And nobody saying nothing, but now they are, I don't know. But I don't think Vez meant that in that type of way. I think maybe he mean like, if you after 8 Mile, not Detroit. But if that was, you know,
he said it the exact same thing you said is exactly what he said, that he goes, that's where Detroit ends and that's where the suburbs starts. Okay. That's exactly, okay. That was his words. Like,
yeah.
So that's right, crazy. Right.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my, another thing is like, we hear a lot about, you know, cities, in a lot of different cities, you hear the crab in the barrel mentality, right? And that there's not a lot of love in cities. Artists don't work together. Do you feel Detroit has that same stigma?
Of course. I think we are the baby daddy of it. Like, if that's I really feel like we birthing it, you know, creating it, you know, molding it. I don't know. It's unfortunately, it's true. It definitely is. And then my city is even worse because, like, they got this sorority sisters and sorority boys, whatever you call that. you know, they got this type of thing going on where you, you're either in the cliques or you're not in the cliques. And if you're in the cliques, you better pretty much pave your way to stay in the clique. I don't know. It is kind of like that. And, you know, they only mess with each other, which I understand. I get it. They can't help it that they have dots somewhere and only put on their people. Even though their best friends sound like ass as a rapper, they still gonna only push her and tell the industry about her. Even though they little nephew ain't shit, and they know he about to get locked up in a couple summers, and his raps ain't really got no substance or no electricity. They still put him on the shows and the 313 concerts. You feel me?
This sounds personal.
I mean, it's the truth. Let me be honest. And the only reason why it probably sounds personal because it's something I have been going through. I mean, not just me at all. Trust me. I mean, you can ask. You can next time you interview another Detroit rapper or artist, promise me you ask them like about this crab in a bucket or sorority sister type of thing. If you put my spin on it, watch what they say. Like they gonna put on no matter how talented they are.
Okay.
All right, big Ice. So your name, Isis the Goddess. If anybody knows anything about Egyptian history, Isis, the goddess Isis, is the great mother who was crucial to the ancient Egyptian religion. She was known as the goddess of healing, the goddess of magic, and things like that. So, very excellent play on the name, shall I add? But I see that you said you also. Let me make sure I quote this right. Bad bitch struggle music. The creator of that.
Yes.
So break that down for us. What is that? You know what I'm saying? Because you definitely, you know what I'm saying, look like a bad bee. But you don't look like you're struggling, but you've been through the struggle. So break that down to us, what that means.
Just as said, like, to be honest, you know, I don't look like what I've been through, which is a famous quote from people like Cash the Island on Ford. At the end of the day, we got people faking it. We got people maybe rapping about once upon a time. How about we rap about it all and tell the truth, the raw? You know, that's one thing I live upon. Like, I mean, I'm going to keep it raw and real. And at the end of the day, I am a bad bitch right now. But I was always a bad bitch. You know, we manifest and mentally, you know what it is. But I still have work to do. So I had to get myself right. I ain't had shit. So I got this song called Wake and Shake. Let me bring it to the life of a bad bitch. I had to get myself right. I ain't had shit. Now I ask what the tag is, you know, put the past behind me like I live. So I go on to talk about how Section 8 housing and just the struggles of life. And from sitting on the porch, now I'm chilling on the couch. Like, and it pretty much let women know that even though you're here right now, you don't have to stay there.
No. Okay.
I like that. So this is the thing, is like, there's not a shortage of female artists right now, right?
No, not at all.
There's a bunch of female artists coming out right now and killing the game. You know what I mean? You got Lotto, Cardi B, City Girls, Glorilla, Ice Spice, Nicki Minaj, Cali, Sexy Red. I mean, it keeps going, right? But the difference is what I'm finding, and I want you to help me out with this, right? So there's a lot of females out here, but there's not a lot of variety. Even though they're all from different places, a lot of their cadences are the same, the content is the same, and even the look and the image is the same, or is very similar, right? So what do you feel is when people listen to Isis the Goddess? And I know you kind of spoke on this a second ago, but what do you feel they're going to take away that's different compared to the rest of the female artists that are coming, that are out right now?
Well, you know what? To be honest, I feel like I want to bring back femininity. Not only keep the women where they at, like where we do maybe display some, you know, masculinity, which people call it masculinity, or maybe it's just what we had to groom ourselves to be, you know, to fit in and get in at, you know, because we needed that in our life because we wasn't getting it. But I'm going to tell you this. I want the women to know it's okay to have a Glock and still cater to a cock.
Yo.
Okay.
Like, I mean, you could protect him too. I mean, shit, he might be lacking. Unfortunately, we get distracted. Not saying he ain't, you know, women love to feel safe and protected at the end of the day. That's what I'm going to say. So if we don't, then you're going to get that harder core without our, you know, femininity. But the music that the women are making nowadays is just making us harsher and meaner and more, you know, aggressive. Like, let's soften up a little bit. Okay, I got my Glock, but I don't know if I want to be a mother or a motherfucker. You feel me? Because I got kids. So, it's like size. I mean, maybe it's my Gemini side that's really creating these scenarios or whatever. But I mean, it's all me. I mean, I can never say that I'm only appealing to one type of category or of people or crowd.
Demo,
you know, it got to be at least two or three, you know, maybe even more. But I'm trying not to do two, you know, they say you can't do too much.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do have these real ideals. These are really me. These are my scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's right. Dope as fuck. Like, and that's, and I take that away from your music. Like when you listen to it, you can hear that. You can sense it. It's authentic. It doesn't feel like it's fabricated, or like it's, you went to the studio like trying to mimic what's popular at the moment. You're just kind of doing you, and that's, we applaud that over here at Audio.
Definitely. And you know, with everything that you said, I truly can respect that, because being, you know, said I got five sisters, I got a fiance, daughter, and all that stuff, and it's like being a black woman trying to voice yourself, it's sometimes it's hard to come from a point where you're trying to be serious and like trying not to be, shall I say, you're trying to be vocal and express your opinion, but as a black woman, sometimes that's always taken out of context as being angry. Or as being outlandish, you know,
yeah,
and
I think that's too opinionated. Yeah,
too opinionated, and I think that's a problem in today's society, because you're a human with emotions, and just because you want to express your emotions, just like how you were just passionate about that, because of what you look like, people can misconstrue that of you being what they call the ABW, the angry black woman. But in my opinion, that's not the case.
Yeah, I done got this. I done got that all through my life, and that's my go-to. I hate to say it, but I try. I mean, it's only my go-to when it fits, of course. But like, if anyone ever try to question my opinion or you know, oh, I don't want to be treated like that. And that's okay that I don't want to be treated like that, because I am a woman. It is me. You feel me? Different situations. So they always run to that. They run to that. They try to make you perceive you as the angry black woman, you know, when you are a people. So I love that y'all both, you know, see that. And that's a beautiful thing, because hopefully the narrative can change. Let's change the narrative.
Facts.
I
agree. Yeah, and I mean, I think it's more about just letting everybody be who they want to be. You know what I'm saying? And let's not judge anymore, man. Like, let's if that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. But I think a lot of these people, there's a lot of people that aren't free thinkers anymore, and they're more or less just following trends and exactly. So. Yeah, man, salute to you for that. And you know, we need more of it, Bobby.
Absolutely. More authenticity, more real, and more just more of good shit, less of the bad shit. Now, so Isis, I'm looking at your social media. If y'all ain't following Isis on there, make sure you follow Isis the Goddess, I-C-I-S. You know, not to be misconstrued. You know, yes, definitely glad you did that.
I love that. You know what? What's up? You know, I put with you, not because, I mean, to be honest, that ICIS is important. No disrespect to ISIS, but
No, yeah. It makes a difference in Google. It makes a big difference because you battle something very powerful. Like, that's been here since all of us, you know. So that word is like, you know, that's smart. Just put the C in there. But I'm looking at you. I'm looking at your gram. You got a picture up here. You posted for Pride Month where you did a double photo or photo shoot. You know, the looking back at it picture where you got the first one is all cleaned and photoshopped, and then the second one is all natural. You know what I'm saying? You know, and so, you know, this being the hip hop industry, you know, it's about visuals and all that stuff. And I just, I like to ask females this question just to kind of get some more insight of, because I don't really understand. Well, I really don't know too much about it. And so we always talk about the fake it till you make it and all that. It doesn't look like you need it, but what is your take on these whole, this whole BBL body augmented movement that these celebrities are shoving down the throats of our young women? Do you have an opinion on that? Is that something you're for or against, or you just don't give a damn about it?
I mean, to be honest, whatever floats your boat, you know, do whatever make you happy. You only live once. I don't even believe in the vessels that we carry. However, I do believe in health. I mean, I can go deep into that, but, you know, like, to be honest, it's all about the divine consciousness and our souls and our hearts. And at the end of the day, if you want to, change up your looks, you know, do that. Do what make you happy, because we only here in these bodies once at the end of the day. And that's what I mean. But however, I mean, I will say, be careful, do your research, learn more. I do got women walking up on me asking me questions about BBLs and stuff like that. However, I lost 100 pounds.
Wow, congrats.
Naturally. You know, and thank you. But I lost it naturally, and I have women coming to me like, well, dang, I'm so stiff and so, like, hard. I'm hard. I should have lost weight first. I'm so stiff. I still got the arms. You know, I'm still bulky. But, you know, they ask me so many questions. They ask me, how did I lose the weight? And I always give them free advice. I call myself Good Advice Ice for a reason. Sometimes I call myself Don't Think Twice Ice, though, which, you know, for the other reason. But I really live on that. Like, that's my life. I pass on advice. I feel like knowledge is the greatest key. It's free. I give it out. I prefer that if you are a father out there and you're scared to spend time with your kid because you don't have any money, fuck that. Go see that baby. Tell that baby everything that you learned yesterday, even if it ain't everything you learned. Like, on the way there, tell that baby what you learned. I don't know. Anything. Spend that time with that baby. You probably can't afford the diapers or maybe the clothes, or if the baby bigger, the scholarship to college. You know, just go spend time with your kids, because knowledge is key. Knowledge is the thing that they didn't want us to pass on, you know?
Yes. Round of applause for that, Bobby. Hit him with the round of applause.
Hey, man.
And that was serious.
And I see why you chose the name Isis, the goddess, because you are the mother. Like, I can hear it coming out of you. You know what I mean? So, like, man, that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
But I'm still a ghetto ass rock star from Detroit. You know, I still rock out.
Hey.
You are from where you're from. You can't help that.
I can't help it.
Get it twisted. She might fix you. She might slap you.
Walking with a switch.
And speaking of that, oh man, she's a Segway queen. Like, I was about to say, speaking of that, we got another record, man. It's like, it don't stop with the 10 freaky girls. We got this record called Walking with a Switch. So we got some people, you know, on the line just definitely tapping in. So once again, prime their ears. What was going through your mind when you made this Walking with a Switch? And we're gonna get into it.
So I'm a grandma baby, and we already know Granny told you go get that switch off that tree, and you got to walk back and bring that switch back to her. So that's when you saw Grandma here one day. Like, it was literally years ago, to be honest. I mean, if I got to tell the truth, it was years ago. It's been in my notes since I had this iCloud. So I end up coming across the note, and I'm like, what am I doing? So I'm like I'm about to get my ass beat. I'm walking with a switch, and that can go three ways, if not four. So I'm a grandma's baby. Granny make you go get that switch, or I got this fat ass booty, you know, I'm gonna walk with that bitch. You know, walk with a switch. So acting bad like a kid in the candy store, like I'm about to get my ass beat, I'm walking with a switch.
Let's go.
We're about to get right into it. Walking with a Switch, Isis the Goddess. Now, you know how we do here on Audio Meds. Tap that plus button, turn it to a check. Let's go.
Let's go.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio Meds, they're good for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was that ISIS, the guy that's walking with a switch. If you just now tapping in, this is the Audio Meds. It's your man's in them, DJ Bobby Hustle. My Vato Capo, and we got a special guest, ISIS the Goddess, on the line.
Yo, that was fire. I love it. Thank
absolutely. You got some vibes, and it's like, you know, I be trying. Okay, so I'm a blunt person, but I be saying, Capo can attest that I say some stuff that I shouldn't say before I think about what I said. So I'm trying to slow down. Before I say something, you jump through the phone and try to snatch the soul out of me. But what I'm saying is, like, as a man, there's not very female artists that I'll ride through bumping the whole tape front to back. But just the two records that you've played right here, I will play those back to back because you own your bad bitch female shit, but at the same time, I don't feel like I need to put on a purse to listen to it.
Right, you know? Right. And that's the thing is, it's not so much about it being a female. It's more of the relatability, right? So it's like I can't ride around listening to a female that's talking about getting men when I, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that doesn't like, you know what I'm saying? So like, I like how you switch it up. You have material for everyone. And it's not just focused only towards women, which I mean, it's catered to both, but
because you're female, like, then I'm a dude. Yeah, like, exactly. That's freaking girls. I ain't gonna lie. That's why I like, I'm a ride.
That shit was bumping. Right. Yeah.
You know, I said this when I first started before I came up with the Bad Bitch Struggle music or anything like that. I said I want to be the first unisex rapper. I used to always say that. I said I was never going to put a gender on it too much, like really be feminine or masculine. Just mainly speaking the truth, turning up, having a vibe. And that don't got a gender. You feel me? That don't have a gender. You know?
Yeah, so that's dope. That's gender, you know? That's what we need. Bobby, do we have a caller?
Man, it looks like we got another caller. Nobody's favorite's tapping in.
Let's see, nobody's favorite. Nobody.
You got to hit the button on your way.
And he's, I know the Anthony, he's one of the homies of the show.
He's one of the homies. Is he there? You there?
I'm here.
Oh, family, what's going on?
What's good, my guys? Shout out to ISIS. What's happening with you, beloved? Or should I say, what up, though?
What up, though?
Love it. Talk to us, man. Talk to us. What did you think about the records that we played?
Yo, man, she's dope as fuck. Like, it's a fresh vibe. Like you say, like my man said, like, I ain't got to feel like I got to put a purse on her, you know what I'm saying, to listen to it. Like, I can just ride. I can vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, you dope. I'm definitely going to follow you and tune in and tap into your music. And then, like, I'm big on, like, I like to like the artist before I like the music. You know what I'm saying? Because that speaks to what music you make. And like, just from hearing you speak on like the divine consciousness earlier and things like that already showed me you a soulful person just within your own human spirit. So you definitely got a fan for me right here.
Nice.
I love it. Thank you.
That's absolutely dope, man.
Nobody's favorite, man. We appreciate you tapping in, showing us love, man. You know, definitely follow the movement with ISIS the Goddess. You know, there's a lot to come from it. We're definitely gonna get into that, man. So, like I said, ISIS, man, you got a lot of people in here that's listening, that's tapping in, man. So you're definitely doing your thing. So, real quick, you know what I'm saying? I know we're running out of time. You've been on here for a minute showing us some love. But before we get out of here, we gotta twist your arm one more time.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay. Like you did all right on the Street Smarts. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know, okay. No. You did all right. So we're gonna play a little something else. We got one more thing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna go into the stats on the Street Smarts. Let's just say you would have got into community college if that was an ASVAB test or something. But anyway, so before we get you out of here, we got what we like to call the hot seat.
Okay.
So basically what it is, it's just a mental mind stimulation exercise where I give you two options, one or the other. Don't say both. Don't say neither. Just say whichever one comes to your mind as quick as possible, as truthfully as possible.
Okay.
So you ready?
Yes.
All right. So light liquor or dark liquor?
Light.
Indica or sativa?
Indica.
Long and skinny, short and fat?
Short and fat.
Okay. $10, $20 bills or $6, $50 bills?
fuck. $50
50% up front or 50% of the back end? 50,000 up front or 50% of the back end?
50,000 up front.
Would you rather live a short and eventful life or a long and boring life?
Short and adventurous life.
Hey! Yo! I love it. I love about it. You.
That was nice. That was nice. I like that. That was nice. That was nice. It caught
appreciate
me.
It.
Word. That's what we do over here at Audio Meds, man. That's what it's all about. So once again, Isis, we appreciate you tapping in with us, taking time out of your extremely busy schedule. I know you're probably recording or shooting videos or doing something out there to progress the business. But before we let you get out of here, tell everybody, hold on. I got one more thing. Do I got enough time, Bobby?
You got enough time.
All right, man. Isis, you got to answer this one question for me, all right? Now, I was sent a record not too long ago from Isis, and the record is extremely fucking dope, and it's called Ice Baby. And I know she's probably going to be like, why are you talking about this? Are you dropping this? We're waiting. The fans need to hear it. Where is it at?
It will be dropping very soon. I was just talking to my creative director about it, what we about to do, how it's about to go, the video, everything, the look. And we're already up on it, but I mean, it's not out.
So. Yeah, I know it's not out. That's all I needed. We just needed the little exclusive. We got an Audio Meds exclusive over here.
Exclusive.
I have performed it in Austin, Texas. I have performed it in Detroit, and I even performed it in Atlanta. It was a hit every time, and of course, it only been 2 months, I want to say, since we record, probably going on 3 maybe. But yeah, so you know, I mean, it's a dope record. The people love it, so I mean, they need it. The streets need it, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we agree totally. So
I concur.
so keep us in the loop, and then when you drop it, promise us that you come back and premiere it on Audio Meds with us.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Bobby. All right, so let them know where they can find you, what you got going on, and then we're gonna let you get back to work.
So the Avalanche dropped back May 24th for my birthday. You know, we just dropped the newest single, Walking with a Switch. Video just dropped a few days back. It's going crazy. You can follow me on Instagram, Isis the Goddess, and then that's I-C-I-S, like he said. Isis the Goddess, all outlets, everything, Twitter, Isis the Goddess, Facebook, Isis the Goddess, YouTube, Isis the Goddess, and even when you type in Isis, Google me, everything will come up that is me, and yeah, I look that good. So,
hey.
thank you all for tapping in with me. I appreciate you. I appreciate the whole city, everywhere where y'all from, you know, the people that's tapping in from y'all cities. You know, Detroit just not getting our mark. Let's really see where it's gonna go, because we need a couple females out here from the city. You know, no Detroit female besides Cash Down have really popped in the industry. And Dej Loaf, of course. But yes. You know, gotta remember Dej Loaf. But so you know, new age, new thing, let's go, it's going down. Tap in with me. Better now than never, better late, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. Well, we appreciate you tapping in once again, and we look forward to having you on the show here in the near future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, y'all. Enjoy y'all night. Let's go.
You do the same. Hey. We'll be right back.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio Meds, they're good for yous.
Shit, my bad. We back. Hey, it's your boy DJ Bobby Hustle. We back. That was Still Pole Pimpin' featuring Johnny P, Twisted, Do or Die, man. Heads and Tails, man. That's a classic, man. Man, it's a good music, man. It's a good music. If you're just tapping in, man, it's your boy, your man's in them. DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo. We just had a special guest, Isis the Goddess. She dropped some hell of a gems, some dope music on her, man. It's Thursday Capo, man. I feel great, man. We got another special guest is going to come on and close us out.
Yeah. Sure do.
Let me hit the button.
Paging Dr. Capo, paging Dr. Capo.
All right, so you already know how we do. Every dose of audio meds, we got to hit you with the prescription for the week, right? So it's Thursday, we're ending the week, and I feel like we had a strong female on today. So mm-hmm. that was only right that we left on that note, right? Okay, here it goes, man. If you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. Mm. Maya Angelou, right? Mm. One more time. If you are always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be.
With that being said,
so fuck trying to fit in. Just do you.
Just do you. Break away from the norm, man. And
Audio Meds every Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Central, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you hit that notification so you get us every time we go live. And then follow us on Instagram, on every other social media. We'll see y'all Tuesday.
Thumb knuckle.
Audio Meds, they're good for you.